good morning. I'm Holly Sexton in the 98.3 WQXE News Center for Community Forum. I'm with Damon Barnes. Damon is representing Green Space today in Hardin County. So, Damon, you've had a busy summer, and you're busier than ever volunteering and doing good work in the community. Tell me what Green Space is, and I know, but some of our listeners may not be familiar.
So, Green Space was founded in the 70s. It was kind of piggybacking off the damming of the Freeman, or the creeks around to make Freeman Lake, Buffalo Lake, Fisherman's Lake, and there actually may be a fourth one, but some people saw the need to conserve the land around what is called riparian areas, so that's flowing creeks and streams. So that, it was found in the 70s, and the purpose was to conserve and educate and just keep these areas for generations to come. And, you know, here we are now in almost 2020, so we're nearing 50 years. So I think their vision was great, and I think that people have done a good job carrying it on to this point.
And it's growing big time, and we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But what is your association with Green Space?
So I first, we were contacted by a city employee and a group that wanted to form a trail in the nature park, myself and Ben Bryan and Kelly Berry. We had a run group in town, and so we were contacted for that, and they want us to come. And so anyways, through that, I kind of helped out a little bit mapping the trail in the nature park. Ben Bryan kind of really took the lead on that. And then he got in contact with Aaron Rucker, who was the president of Green Space at the time, and, you know, needed a group to kind of take over the maintenance of this trail and everything once it was built. So Ben got involved, and once Ben got involved, he kept kind of hinting that maybe I should get involved. So at the time, I had a lot of other things going on. A big one was I was coaching wrestling, and so it was just a lot of time. I didn't have the time to sink into it. But a couple years later, I think it was 2016 or 2015, I'd have to look, I came on the board, and then I got to know Aaron really well. We're both mountain bikers, and so we mountain biked a lot. And Aaron kind of expressed interest of wanting to step back and be able to focus more on just, you know, actual trail, you know, out there with tools on the trails, and less of the role of president. And he had been kind of trying to go that path, and so we talked over a few rides and kind of came up with, you know, I would run for president, and I asked him if I ran if he would stay as vice president, because, you know, he had been there, I think it was 8 or 9 years he'd been the president, and there was some shift going on in the time. Unfortunately, some of it was due to passing. Mary Sprague, the founder, had passed, and so there was just a lot of knowledge that I really wanted to make sure Aaron was going to stay with me. But so yeah, I did that. Not this past February, but the February before is when I became president. So I've been there, and I'm enjoying it a lot.
What has stayed and what is new?
So, I mean, what stayed is we have a really, really great board that has been there. Several of them have been there almost since the beginning. I think we may have one or two members that are still from the beginning. We've had some people step off. But the one thing that stayed is just the core of the mission, you know, to make sure that these areas that are here stay here. And I think what's kind of been added a lot recently is I think we've made our presence known in the community a lot more. I definitely cannot take all the credit for that, and probably should only take just a little bit. We have some great board members that have been doing things. We've put on some fundraisers, Wild and Scenic Film Festival being one of the biggest ones. Our special events coordinator, Matt Dineen, really, really saw, you know, if you don't know Matt kind of has these really big ideas, but Matt's not one that just has the ideas. He's able to fulfill them. So the Wild and Scenic Film Festival, I think, really cemented our place in the community and kind of was almost an announcement. You know, we're here, and we're about to do great things. So with that, we were able to help with tourism in the city. And then, you know, a lot of partners like Jim Beam, State Farm, to put the new bridges that are recently being placed at Freeman Lake. And then one of the other things that's happened big since I've been president, especially, it was definitely started before me, Buffalo Lake. We've really expanded that trail a lot. You know, before before the expansion of Buffalo, the thing that green space in my mind was missing was a piece that would draw people from out of town. You know, I mean, you could get, we definitely had people coming in, and people would come in town and use the trails, but there wasn't like a trail that people were saying, oh man, I have to come in town just to ride, run, or hike that trail. And at this point, we're a little over a 10K with Buffalo, and obviously with extreme bias, I think it's probably the best trail within an hour drive of here. It's just, it's gotten really, really good. We've had a lot of mountain bikers work on it. Recent board member David Haynes has really grabbed the bull by the horns on that one. But I think those are two of the big things that have been added that just kind of show where we're going.
How does that connect with bourbonism? We've got the tourism component, but you're talking about being a destination.
Not many people are going to come unless they can get, you know, a decent run, ride, or hike. A mile or so isn't going to draw people out or into the town. So getting that where we have a 10K, it's definitely more of a remote feeling. We have a lot of trails in town, and they're awesome, and I'd use them all the time, and plenty of people do. But you don't get that feeling that you're just out, you know. And when you're in Buffalo, you occasionally can hear some cars from 65, but other than that, you do not feel like you're literally in the city limits of Elizabethtown. And then the other thing is, we're just strategically located. We're right off 65, two exits. One exit particularly, you can pretty much ride or run off the exit to Buffalo. And the other one you're not far from as well.
So you're talking about parking off of Commerce Drive or in that area.
Exactly.
And then getting on the trail at Buffalo Lake.
Yeah, so I mean, you can do that, and your hotels are there. There's places to eat. It's all right there. And you can also, you know, you can ride downtown through Buffalo. It connects to downtown. There's a group of mountain bikers, or the Central Kentucky Wheelmen have a mountain bike ride there every other Wednesday that goes from downtown to Buffalo. But yeah, you can go there. So a lot of people, two of the biggest areas around for destination mountain biking and trail running are Brown County, Indiana, and then several places in Tennessee. But, you know, we're right there in the middle of them, and a lot of people travel to those places. And I know I travel a lot to run and ride, and often I'll travel, and sometimes I may not stay the night, but I'll have lunch at a place and get out and ride my bike or run and then eat and then go on to wherever I was going. Or if it's a long destination, I'll stay overnight somewhere and do that. And so I think that as we grow, E-Town can become that kind of, not only can it be a destination in its own right, but it can be a stopover for someone going to somewhere like Brown County that has, mm-hmm, I think, around 80 miles.
And now with our phones and Yelp and sites like that, I don't know about you, but how I travel has changed. Now I don't go on the interstate if I don't have to. I go off the interstate and I go into these little towns and I find little treasures like what you're talking about. And I look about what's around me and say, oh, let's eat at this little craft place, or let's have a beer here, or let's try these little treasure places. And so I think you're right, that's going to grow more and more. But how are you going to connect with those people that are traveling from Indiana to Tennessee to say, hey, stop here on your way down,
so,
or on your way up?
Yeah, so a couple of things. The first thing, and this is something we have ongoing right now, is we're trying to revamp our webpage. With that, we're going to try to get even more of a social media presence. And one of the things that we definitely want to do with the revamping of the webpage is kind of make it where someone can go and, you know, they can click on the trailhead and they can get a description. They can potentially get a video preview of the trail. And then the other thing is, you know, like yesterday, for instance, I met with tourism and talked with them. So I think it's a partnership with tourism and city as well to just kind of promote what's there. So there'll probably be some more coming with the partnership of tourism. And then the final thing, you know, there's a little thing called Kentucky Trail Town that we're trying to get Elizabethtown designated as. I feel strongly that we are there and deserve the designation. I've been to multiple trail towns and they're all great, but we're right there with them, if not surpassing some, as far as where we are, because pretty much what the trail town is asking you to do is have an organization like Green Space. And so since we've been there since the 70s, we're ahead of the game. So I think just that alone, promoting us as a Kentucky trail town will help, assuming that designation comes.
Excellent. And we did something last year online.
to get people involved, and I can't recall what that is right now. But you got some grant money, right?
Yeah. So this was kind of Matt and Neil Atcher with State Farm. Their State Farm has a community.
I can't remember what the name of it was.
Grant. It's a community grant, and Matt submitted the grant, and then we worked with the State Farm people, and then, as you know, we worked with the community here at Quixie, everyone, and it was wild how many votes we got. We beat really large towns, like we beat Baltimore, several others much bigger than Elizabethtown, but I think that was another thing, you know, just helping the community, or the community helping us, you know, provide something, because that money ended up going to the bridges that, you know, should be there for well past our time. But it was nice to see that the community is on board, you know, with the mission we have.
What are you most proud of all that you've done with Green Space so far? And I wouldn't say just you, but as your team has done for Green Space.
Oh boy.
I know that's a hard question.
That's a good one.
But it could even be a component of family, because we talked a lot about tourism, we talked a lot about grants, and we talked about it becoming a destination for people that are a higher level athlete, but also the family. So that could be considered as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just going back to kind of what I said, you know, and again, I'm a very, very small percentage of what's making this happen. I kind of just try to stay out of the way of the board and be there if they need me. But to me, there's a lot of bias that comes into it, because I like to trail run, I like to mountain bike. And what I'm seeing at Buffalo is what I knew could happen somewhere around Elizabethtown always, is there are people that are coming in, and that place is getting busy. And, you know, knock on wood, I haven't really heard anyone say anything bad about the trails. There haven't been really any complaints from the demographic that I'm really in contact with. But that's just really special to me, because that's, you know, something that I personally wanted. So for selfish reasons, seeing Buffalo grow into a destination. And then, you know, I'm a co-owner of Central Kentucky Race Management, and it's grown so much that we're actually putting on an Oktoberfest race presented by Flywheel. And it's going to be a 10K at Buffalo, and there's a mountain biking option and a run option, or you can do them both. So, you know, it's grown to that level, and just seeing that is just really special to me.
And I think that connection with Central Kentucky Race Management, and also with Aaron Hawkins and his team at Flywheel, goes back into Green Space. So it's not like you're just partners or sponsors, but also those people involved are vested in the parks and in the trails and in these green space areas.
Yeah, Flywheel has been an amazing partner in general for Green Space.
Gets it. Aaron Hawkins gets it.
Flywheel gets it. And, you know, it's not, it trickles down. So Flywheel did a cleanup on their own of Buffalo Lake, and one of the bartenders, Kelly Nelson, she goes there all the time, apparently, and I've actually ran into her now since then out there. But she just took it by herself that she wanted to do a cleanup, and they organized it, and they gave, I think it was like $1 off or maybe even half off beers to the people that helped that day. So seeing businesses get it and embrace it is really nice. And I think that's just in general what E-Town has lacked in the past, is these businesses like Flywheel and Bourbon Barrel Tavern and Pelletzeries, these downtown businesses especially that are getting it and trying to integrate within the community and reaching out to these groups and having them in there, and, you know, not only just having them in there to eat, have a beer or whatnot, but also giving back like Flywheel's doing.
Yeah, they see the value in reinvesting.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, thank you for what you and your team are doing. And I love how you just gave so much credence back to the people that are working on your team.
I don't
That's
do a lot.
Lot.
I really don't. I just stay
Well, sometimes
out of the way.
A leader getting out of the way of people who know what they're doing is a hard thing to do, but it's also a big gesture. So way to get out of the way.
Thanks.
So how can people find out more and connect with what you're doing with Green Space?
So we're on Facebook, Green Space, and then www.greenspaceky.com. Those are the two best ways to find. Just keep tuned. Hopefully sometime in the beginning of next year, we'll have a revamp of the website, and we're pretty pumped about, you know, what lies in store there. We're still in exploratory stages, but But I think something really cool will come from it.
I think so, too. Thanks for the work you're doing.
Thank you.